Have you ever had him break no contact, but only because he got himself involved in some legal trouble and he needed you as a witness? I am out of my mind, so surprised, so shocked over something that I have been going through recently. And it's not something I intentionally involved myself with. It all happened on very, very accident. And it's just kind of absurd. And I feel like we started this podcast with a story time, and I kind of want to end episode 11 of the final season with another story time. And this is kind of like a scary one, especially because it's so recent too, right? It literally is happening in the moment right now as we speak. And I think let's just get right into it. I just want to say I love and adore everyone. Before we dive into it, I have absolutely no zero malicious intent or hatred towards anyone that is involved in this story. I just want to more so share it with the people that mean most to me, which is of course my audience, my followers, my podcast listeners. And I think it's a story that everyone can definitely learn from. So let's get right into it. I coming into my brand new school, I, of course, did not know anyone. I am naturally quite like an introverted person. It's quite hard for me to make new friends and such only because I am quite shy, or maybe I just feel like sometimes it's so hard for me to find people I relate to or connect with, or we're on the same page or same like wavelength in terms of like where we are in our lives. And sometimes I feel like I'm so behind and experiencing things in life, or sometimes I feel like I'm too ahead where it's like if I talk about something that has to do with my work or something, not everyone will get it or understand. So yeah, it's just naturally very hard for me to find people that I feel like I really connect with. But I met this guy, and let's call this guy Jake. I met this guy named Jake just randomly within the building of my department that I work in, and also of course study and go to school for. And Jake and I really hit it off in terms of like friendship, of course, and that's all it's ever been. And I really connected with Jake because he also really enjoyed creating content, and I enjoy creating content, and that's kind of rare to find, especially in the city that I come from, which is Stockton, California. There's definitely creatives out there, but they're very rare, especially on like a college campus where people primarily are going here because they want to become doctors or dentists. And so it's just quite rare to meet other creatives. And I met Jake, and it was so awesome because I was like, oh my God, relate to, connect with, and also just have fun, make videos with, and all of this stuff. However, I didn't realize halfway into this friendship that he was in a full-blown, like, four-year relationship. And I didn't know about this until, like, literally later on in our friendship, where I was talking to him about, like, a guy that I was dating, or I was just like, oh, this happened. And then he would tell me things from a guy's perspective, and then he told me things that was going on with him and his relationship, and then I would give him advice from a girl's perspective. So it's just like the friendship became like work friendship, and then it became like a personal friendship, and then of course it just became like, I feel like we really opened up with one another, and it was all strictly only friendship, nothing else. Especially because when I'm like dating a guy or I'm interested in someone, my full focus is just on that one person. I'm not really the type to like date or talk to other people at the same time. That's just never been me. And he always knew that I was kind of liking and talking and was dating this other guy. So eventually me, him, and his girlfriend ended up hanging out all together. It was really good. It was so fun in the start, but then a little later on in our hangout sesh, which I didn't really know that she was going to be there in the first place, so I was like, damn, I'm like third wheeling. I was like, I would have never really came if I would have known she was going to be there, because I am not ever wanting to be the person to overstep or really third wheel unless I'm like really close to whoever, like the couple that I'm third wheeling with. And this was in the instance where like it was like the first time I was meeting her, so I would like never really go out of my way and like third wheel on a hangout. Like, it's just not me. I'm like, you guys do your thing and kiss and cuddle. But for me, it's just like, I want to come here and do my own thing. But I didn't know, that's the thing. And I feel like I was kind of like tricked in a lot of ways of like going and hanging out with them because I didn't know. Not in a bad way, but he was just like super randomly said, oh, by the way, my girl is joining us. And I was like, okay, no problem. But then I thought about it and I was like, wouldn't this be kind of like weird and awkward if we go out and hang out and like with a place where we're supposed to go, like it'd just be them and then it'd be me. Like, I've never ever like went out of my way to third wheel unless like I was with a couple that I knew, maybe family friend, whatever it was. It was just very, I was just like, oh my God, I don't have a good feeling about this. And so I go out and we, all the three of us have like such a great time. Like, we're just chatting, we're talking. Me and his girlfriend like had the absolute fun time too. Like, we had this conversation about grad school because she's also in grad school, and she was telling me some things about campus because she did her undergrad there and stuff. So it was a very good, wholesome hangout. It wasn't until like the end of the night almost where it just seemed like the vibes from her end just were like so different and weird and like just off. I couldn't really read it, whether it was a good or bad or whatever it was, but since she did her undergrad there, she of course had some friends there at where we were, and like she kind of like left Jake and I to like catch up with a friend or two. And then I was just like, okay, like Jake, she left Jake and I alone, and it was nothing weird, we're just hanging out. And also, funny enough, like, we were in this public space where there was other guys there, of course, like other college guys. And I remember I would like look at Jake and I was like, oh my God, he's cute, like. And he like offered me like my wingman and stuff, and I was just like, damn. And then at this time, me and the guy that I was dating, it just didn't seem like it was going in the right direction. So I was just like, oh my gosh, like, he's cute. And Jake was like, oh, no wonder why you wanted to come here, blah blah blah. And it was just like laughing, it was like a joke. And then eventually she came back with us from talking to her friends, and she just seemed like vividly like kind of like bothered. I was like, damn, like, what the hell? Like, I really hope the reason why this girl is bothered is not because of me, because I didn't even want to be here in the first place. Like, I tried to cancel on them two times. I was like, I don't want to overstep. And they're like, no, like, it's fine. Like, come with us. Like, let's hang out. And I have the text where I'm just like, no, I don't think this is a good idea. I don't want to overstep or bother y'all. Have a date night. We all go out, have fun. I'm just going to stay here and chill. But they're like, no, just join us. And I was like, hey. And then just later on in the night, she just seemed bothered. And then turns out, long story short, the very next day, Jake was like, hey, do you want to meet up? Because I need to talk to you about something. Yada, yada, yada. We meet up on campus, very casually, very cool. And he's just like, my girl got mad and kind of jealous that we were talking yesterday, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, this is the exact thing why I didn't want to hang out with the both of you in the first place. Because that's just the very, very last thing that I wanted. And Jake and I were strictly friends because there's nothing more that I needed or want more, especially being so new in my 20s back in Stockton because I have no friends here. I was like, I just want friends. That's all I want. And he knew that. But naturally, as a girl, you're going to get jealous. You're going to get bothered. So I did not blame her. I was not angry at her. I was just like, I totally get it. But I don't want her to be upset or cause problems between the both of you. So let me just keep my distance. Y'all do your thing. I don't want to overstep. If you ever want to like get together, create content, that's totally cool with me. But I don't want to ever be the issue or the cause of people arguing or, you know, anything of that sort. Because no one wants to feel like the problem or the reason something is not working out. He was like, no, you're good. Like, she's the one with the issue and the problem. Like, her jealousy issues and her insecurity shouldn't reflect on our friendship, because not only was it like strictly friendship on my end, but also on his end. Like, he only ever saw me as a friend, and that was very, very clear. And at the time, I was so grateful and happy because he was in reality like my only friend on campus that I really like knew, at least thus far. And a friend that I connect with and can make content with. And like I said, I'm not at all, my priority was to like date or have a boyfriend or talk to guys, especially on this campus, because I just want to create a group, a social life, and just people that I could hang out with on a daily basis in Stockton, because my whole entire life, like the last 4 to 5 years, was left in Sacramento, where kind of having that aspect of my life ripped apart from me, it was a lot to like move on from, and still it's hard too. I'm back very often, like every other weekend, but still it's obviously a major change for me, and I just had or wanted to make friendships out here, so that was my all and only priority. But of course, like, if I was in her shoes and I put myself in her shoes, she doesn't see that or understand that, and I would as well maybe be like a little bit insecure, because what girlfriend doesn't get jealous, or what girlfriend doesn't feel like, you know, uncomfortable with your boyfriend having a girlfriend, as in like girl as a friend. So understood from her end. So I told him, I was like, Jake, like, if this is going to be a problem, like, I don't at all want to be your guys' problem, like, y'all do your thing. He was like, no, it's fine, like, don't worry, like, talk to her, I show her our texts, our messages, and she just kind of needed to calm down or whatever it was. So I was like, okay, cool. We continue being friends. We don't necessarily even hang out as much. It's just whenever we're on campus and we would run into each other, like, of course we would stop and chat. We've only ever, like, quote-unquote planned to hang out only on campus, like 2-3 times, but the rest of the times is always just like, oh, we cross each other in campus, we say hi, oh, do you want to grab some food, or do you want to go do this or go to this event? Or it was like we would see each other in the building that I worked in, because he would hang out here a lot for like the microphones that we have on campus, because he wanted to be a rapper or also does podcasting. So it was always just like casual, and the more, like, obviously we would talk to each other and stuff like that, the, like, closer we would become friends. And I remember, like, when things the night ended between the guy that I was dating, like, he was, like, there for me. And then, like, when him and his girlfriend would, like, talk and stuff, or he needed advice on something, I would totally give him advice from her perspective. And this is when things get kind of, like, crazy and messy and the legal stuff happens. There was one night where Jake asked me, like, to babysit his dog because he had to go play a basketball game of intramurals. And I believe I said that right. And that was, of course, on campus. I was already on campus. It was, like, 8 p.m., 9 p.m. I was on campus for an event that I was throwing. And he was on campus to play that basketball game. And also, he lives on campus. So he comes over to my event. He introduces me to the dog. I forgot the dog's name already. And it was like such a cute dog. I was like, oh my God, so sweet. I was so excited. And my event was over. And so we ended up going to the gym so he could play his game of intramurals. And I would just like sit there, watch. Oh my gosh, can I just say, like, those games are so fun to watch. It wasn't my first time going to watch those games, and I feel like sometimes they're even more entertaining than our actual basketball team. Just because, I don't know, I just feel like there's more passion in them. But with that being said, so I sit down and I watch the dog and he's playing. So I'm watching the dog, I'm watching the game. I was like, oh my God, it was so much fun. One team on one side was a fraternity. I don't even know the name of the fraternity. And then the other team was just a group of students, guys on campus. It wasn't a frat. And that was the team Jake was on. And Jake was playing on the team versus a fraternity. And I guess towards the end of the game, Jake threw a pass. Like, he threw the basketball towards a side where the frats were, this one frat guy specifically. And the frat guy took it like Jake wanted to hit him, like, on purpose. When, you know, when there's a game going on, there's a lot of intensity, passion, like, they bump into each other, like, naturally, like, from all the basketball games that I've witnessed in my undergrad, and now, like, that's how games get intense. And the frat guys took it as, like, Jake wanted to like hit them on purpose or whatever it was because of the way the game ended. And so the frat guy started like yelling and like getting super aggressive with Jake. And so I look up from like petting the dog and stuff, and like I was right smack dab in the middle of watching the game, and the frat guys were like, fuck you, Jake. Like, I can't believe you tried to hit me. Like, I'm gonna shove the speaker that you have down your throat. Like, you walk around campus like that, like a middle schooler, like a high schooler. And it was just like these group of frat guys, not like, I guess you could say, ganging up and bullying Jake, but and nothing got physical at all. Like, Jake didn't get physical with the frat guys. The frat guys didn't get physical with Jake. But the group of frat guys were kind of like verbally ganging up on Jake. And on the other team, it was just like Jake by himself. Like, Jake didn't have anyone to defend him or on his side. Jake was just like listening to these frat guys like going in on him. But Jake was like silent. The only thing I will say Jake was doing was just like kind of staring them down. Like, they were kind of like taunting him, being aggressive. And because they were making comments about like how Jake likes to play music out of his speakers, Jake took out his speaker and like played music out of it and kind of walked out of the gym just playing music, because that's what they were like talking shit about, essentially. And so I was like, oh my God, I don't know what just happened. Like, I'm just watching this dog. Literally, there was nothing like aggressive, or Jake was not trying to hurt anyone. There was really just like an intense moment of the game that was totally just misconstrued into like Jake wanting to hurt someone when that wasn't the case. And I feel like it was just maybe like read all wrong. But the frat guys were really angry, and Jake was obviously very angry about the situation. So we walk out. I walk out with Jake's dog, and the frat guys walk out, and they're still kind of like taunting each other, but only in the aspect of like they were just kind of staring each other down. And it was just like, you know, it was like very intense, but like there's nothing physical. It was more so the frat guys getting mad at Jake just because of the direction of the ball being thrown or whatever it was. And in the moment all this happened, I was like petting the dog, taking care of the dog. The dog was so cute. I posted the dog on my story. And this is when Jake's girlfriend, we have each other on Instagram. Like, I always liked her stuff. Sometimes she would like my stuff or watch my story, whatever. She got upset because I was babysitting Jake's dog. And at the moment, Jake just told me it was his dog. It turns out that dog was her dog too. Like, they got that dog together, I guess. But I didn't know this because Jake didn't tell me. But I guess I should also say that she lives in a different state. So she goes to school out of state. And so she just flies in every other weekend to like visit Jake or whatever it was. And she got upset because I was babysitting the dog. And she was just like, I need you to stop seeing Jake. And this, keep in mind, this just happened later on in the night. Whereas, like, this was, like, this really intense moment in the game. And then that happened. But let me finish off with the way the rest of the night went before I move into the messages that she sent me. So that happened, and me and him were chatting about it. And we were just like, what the heck? Like, they just got really mad because of the way the game ended, whatever it was. And we kind of just laughed it off. And we were laughing at the comments they were making about the speaker and how, like, he walks around, like, with it, like a high schooler. And I was just like, they were really just, like, and we just laughed it off, and that was it. He was just like, do you want to go to In-N-Out? And I was like, yeah, sure, like, let's go to In-N-Out. And literally the whole time we were in the car, too, the whole entire time we were in the car on the way to In-N-Out, I had Aiden Ross's stream on my phone. And this was the night that Playboi Carti was going to, Playboi Carti came on Aiden Ross's stream, and I was like so hype. I was like, oh my God, yes, like, I'm so excited. And Jake also was like a fan of Aiden Ross and Playboi Carti, and Jake was just like, any real fan that knows Playboi Carti, which I guess he was a real fan, he was just like, knows that Playboi Carti is not gonna get on the stream, and if he does, like, he's just not gonna talk. And he kind of like predicted what happened, which was so funny. But we ended up getting In-N-Out, and like, we watched Aiden Ross's stream together, and it was just like so crazy, like, witnessing that with him. And then, like, we got, of course, the dog food and stuff. And then while we were there, we got a random phone call. I shouldn't say we got. He got a random phone call from, like, a group FaceTime. And this group FaceTime, like, called him once and he didn't answer. And I was like, why not? Just answer. And then they stopped calling. And then they end up calling again. He was just like, oh, that's so random. Like, that's never happened. And then I made a joke saying, maybe it's the frat guys that, you know, just, like, fought with you. Like, they just, like, you know, found your number and wants to call you, blah, blah, blah. I was like, just answer it. Like, let's see who it is. And then he answer it, and it's literally the frat guys that he just got in a fight with. And I was like, what the hell? Like, I literally predicted it, but I predicted it as a joke. And he answers the phone, and it's a group FaceTime of, like, three frat guys, and then it's him. And the frat guys are like, look behind you, look in your rearview mirror, like, we're following you, like, you better watch your fucking back. Next time I see you, I'm gonna shove that speaker down your throat and up your ass. And then me and him were just looking at each other, and I was scared too, because I was like, I have nothing to do with what's going on, but I was like, what are they gonna do, like, shoot me up, like, or shoot up the car? Like, what are they gonna do, like, if they, like, end up trying to fight you? I can't fight them, like, what the heck? And I was so scared. And while the frat guys were, like, on the phone call just yelling at Jake and, like, making all these threats, Jake was just, like, quiet. And I could tell on his face, not because he was scared, but I knew it was because he wanted to, like, protect me and make sure that I was fine. Like, I could totally tell that, because Jake is not the type to, like, not defend himself, but he was, like, just quiet. The frat guys were still, like, going at it and just, like, making these threats, saying, like, look behind you, blah, blah, blah. But at the time, we were in, like, the In-N-Out parking lot, so we were in quite, like, a public place, luckily. At least from our end, I guess we didn't see anything, like, suspicious, but we were still, like, I was really scared. I don't know how he felt, but I could talk about how I felt, and I was scared. And I was just like, you know what, like, let's just get our food, eat, and, like, go home. But at the same time, like, he was gonna drop me off after we had food, so I'm just like, if they're really following us, I don't want them to see where I live. Even though, like, I have nothing to do with what happened, I was literally just there babysitting a dog. But still, I was like, what the hell? Like, why are these frat guys so mad? So we watched Aiden Ross's stream. We watched the whole thing go down when Playboy Cardi kind of scammed him out of, like, $2 million. And we get food. We get the dog food. And because I was watching Aiden Ross's stream the whole entire time, I didn't look at my texts. I didn't look at my Instagram DMs. And then that's when I opened up my messages, and they're just messages from his girlfriend saying, like, watch your back, I'm gonna fight you, next time I see you, it's on site. She's like, baby girl, you just made your bed. And it wasn't just, like, a respectful, hey, like, I don't appreciate or want you hanging out with Jake anymore, it makes me uncomfortable, can you just please, like, keep your distance, or whatever it was. I would totally get and understand, because I put myself in her shoes, and if it made her really uncomfortable, like, I get it. Like, if I had a boyfriend and he was hanging out with a girl, like, as friends, whatever, there's still gonna be a part of me that's like, hey, like, she's really cute, like, she's really pretty, and my boyfriend's hanging out with her, like, why? Or that makes me a little bit insecure. Like, I would totally get it. But this girl just messaged me and, like, was sending me all these messages saying, I'm gonna fight you, next time I see you, I'm gonna hurt you, like, watch your back. So essentially, that night, Jake got physically threatened, and then I got physically threatened by his girl. And I was like, what the hell? And I responded to her saying, I would appreciate it if you just send me this message saying, like, you don't feel comfortable with me being friends with him, but, like, not messages like you're gonna hurt me next time you see me and stuff like that. And she's also on campus a lot, even though she goes to another school. But because, obviously, she did her undergrad here, and, like, she's dating him, like, she's on campus often, like, every other weekend or whatever. And I was like, damn, like, this is the last thing I wanted, and this is the thing that I tried to avoid, and this is the thing that I would tell Jake multiple times, like, I'm down being friends and stuff like this, but the last thing I want to do is cause you or your relationship any problems. Like, if she can't accept that it's just like a strict friendship, that's okay with me. I literally just want to be calm and spend my day to day here. Like, I just want to make friends. And he just would tell me like, oh no, it's fine. Like, I just talked to her. Like, I calm her down. I show her text messages. And like, I just proved to her that we're literally just friends. And I'm just like, thank you. But again, like, I do not want to cause any arguments or anything like that. So just let me know if this gets a little bit too much. But I know I was right, and I should have followed my gut feeling and not trust so much or have like such an open mind or heart. Because I always give people like the benefit of the doubt, or I'm just like, maybe she was just like a little sad that night for whatever reason. I don't know. I just wish that I would have followed my gut feeling and just kind of kept my distance, but it is what it is. So that night when I got all those threatening messages, me and him texted, and we just kind of agreed to just like keep our distance and like no longer be friends. And I was just like, hey, like, this is totally okay with me. Like, I just don't want any problems, and I don't want anything to interrupt my school. Like, I really love my school. I really love my campus. I love working here. I'm an adult. And just the way that this happened, it's very immature, and it's just like the very opposite of me, and I just don't want problems. And I told him that, and just we decided to not be friends anymore, but it was like very, very cordial, and like, it is what it is, right? Time goes on, maybe like a month, and of course I was so sad about the situation. Like, I cried because I lost a friend, and I was like, damn, like, I lost the one person I thought I could relate to and connect to, and we could talk about work and content, and I don't have to feel like I'm just talking to someone that doesn't get it and stuff like that. And I was like, damn. But it is what it is, and that's life, and that's what happens. Time goes on, it's like a month, and I'm in the cafeteria of campus, and I'm just like sitting, chilling, and then I see him walk up the stairs, and we don't make eye contact, but I saw him, and then I just looked down, and I was like, okay, well, the same way I saw him, he probably saw me. And I was like, whatever. So he goes up the stairs, and then he comes back down, and like, he leaves the building, and I'm still there, like, just studying, hanging out. And then like 10-15 minutes go by. I'm talking to a friend that came up to me, that we knew each other from Instagram, whatever. And then he comes back into the building, Jake. And he goes back upstairs, and I was just like, okay, you can get back. It's kind of awkward. Like, normally every time we would see each other on campus, it's like, hi, how are you? Like, want to catch up? Oh, let's get food really quickly, and like, let's catch up, whatever it was. And now it's like, whenever I see him, it's like, we're kind of strangers, which sucks, you know? Like, when a friendship ends, it's not a good feeling. And so I stopped talking to the friend that I knew from Instagram, and he walks away from me. And then that's when I see Jake coming down the stairs. And then I look down on my phone, and I was just like, okay, he's just going to walk out again. Let's just give it a moment. Let's give it a second. And then I'll look back up. But I ended up like feeling like a body approaching me. And he walks up to me, and he's like, hey, is it okay if I sit down and talk to you for a second? And I was like, yeah, sure, that's fine. And he was just like, I just want to say that I'm so sorry for like everything that happened. And when Jake was like talking to me, he was like vividly shaking. He was like so nervous, and he looked like very teary-eyed too. And I could tell that it took a lot for him to like come up and talk to me, and that obviously he came back to the building to like build up the courage to talk to me. And that by itself is obviously very like admirable, when someone could admit their mistake and like look you in the eye and be vulnerable and just be like, hey, I'm sorry. Like, I know the way things went about and like kind of ended between our friendship like sucked, and I just want to say that I really appreciated you as a friend too, and you're always there for me, and I just feel like I could have been a better friend towards you, and I feel like things could have ended better too, and I just wanted to say I'm sorry, and I realized that like I really fucked up. And so I told him, I was like, thank you so much for like coming up to me and apologizing for everything that happened, because I know it's not easy. Like, it's hard. To me, it just shows that sometimes like we make mistakes or whatever, or he tried to convince me like, oh, things are fine, like we could keep being friends, whatever it was. But in reality, like, they weren't fine, and he just wanted to say that he was sorry for like all the stress and stuff that happened. And I was like, thank you so much for coming up and apologizing to me. I appreciate it. And I just want to say, like, when we see each other around campus, like, I don't want it to be like this awkward, weird thing. Like, we can look at each other and smile and wave and that be that. Like, it doesn't have to be like this weird, awkward thing. He's like, yeah, totally, I agree. And then he was just like, well, I'm glad that we were able to, like, just talk it out really quickly. And I was like, yeah, of course. And then he kind of walks away. It was like a very quick 5-minute conversation, like very quick. And I could tell, like, he was just very nervous to do that because he was like shaking and stuff. But at the same time, that just shows, like, hey, like, you're a man enough to come up and apologize of the way things went down. And that was that. 2 days go by after this day. And I get a text from Jake. And can y'all maybe guess what Jake tells me in this text? I was kind of like shocked, and I was just like, damn. I'm not really surprised, but it is what it is. And that's when I was like, was this apology really sincere? But y'all tell me. So Jake texts me, hey SB, can we talk about something about the night I got into that, like, argument fight in the basketball game? They're accusing me of hitting one of the frat guys. I just wanted to ask you if you can advocate for me because they're saying they never called me on FaceTime. And they're going to suspend me if I don't have any evidence. And you were there when he called at In-N-Out. Please, I know I'm not a good person, but I don't deserve to be kicked out because you know the truth. Thank you. I was there and I witnessed everything, and I knew immediately that what the frat guys were saying about Jake was not the truth. When we were there, Jake did not at all hit anyone. Jake did not at all fight anyone. It was just like this pass that maybe came off as passive aggressive, or just like they read it wrong, or like the intensity of the game, whatever it was. It was definitely the frat guys that got, like, mad or, like, misinterpreted it. And then they kind of all just gang up on Jake. And I was just like, whatever happened between Jake and I and stuff, I knew at the end of the day, he didn't deserve to be suspended because that wasn't the truth. So I was like, whatever happened between us, I know that's not the truth. So I was like, hey, yeah, like, let's meet on campus because I know the truth and that's not what happened. And then after we left that game, like, we went to In-N-Out, and he was, like, threatened on a phone call. And I was just like, yeah, no one deserves to be suspended over, like, some silly, like, lie or whatever. So I was like, yeah, let's meet on campus. We meet on campus the next day, and he tells me that, like, the school basically suspended him, and he's in the process of appealing the suspension. And the way those frat guys found his phone number so quickly after the game is because the frat guy that works at the gym took advantage of the system and the, you know, basically the tools that they give him in order to work at the gym, looked up his name, got his address, got his phone number, and just, like, called him that way, which is obviously an invasion of privacy. And, like, you're not supposed to be using those tools that the school gives you in order to, like, make malicious intent and threats. And so he was telling me everything that happened. I was like, yeah, obviously, like, I was there the whole entire day. I was there at In-N-Out when you got the phone call. They made the threats. And I was just like, and then when they called Jake and, like, made all those threats, he was, like, quiet the whole time. And I remember the only thing he said was, like, okay, are y'all done? Like, are you guys done? And then I remember he asked too, he was like, how did you get my phone number? And the frat guys were like, don't worry about it. Those are, like, the two things that came out of Jake's mouth. And I was just like, damn, like, even though whatever happened between us two and your girlfriend and the way that she threatened me and wanted to fight me and hurt me because I was babysitting your dog, I still know the truth. And I'm just like, I'm more than happy to, like, help you, advocate for you. So we meet, and he basically tells me how he's been going through a lot of anxiety, a lot of depression over the whole situation because of a whole, like, misunderstanding, and how he basically told me that these guys were accusing him and making up lies. And I felt so bad, even though him and his girl put me through some stuff. I was just like, putting all of that aside, like, I was there, obviously, and I witnessed this stuff. And I just, I hope, I regardless, like, I only ever wish people the best, no matter what. And, you know, it sucks. And I also, when I met him in person on campus regarding the situation, I kind of made a joke with him. And I was just like, hey, like, you know, you got threatened the same way your girl threatened me. And it's funny how the world and the universe works. And he, like, me and him just start, like, laughing. And I was just like, I'm totally kidding. He was like, no, you're so right. Like, we got our karma, whatever it was. And I was like, no, like, I'm totally kidding. I'm just saying that when I got those messages, threats from his girlfriend, like, I was scared. At the same time, because I'm not, like, a violent, aggressive person. Yeah, when I'm upset and I'm, like, having a disagreement with someone, I'm very calm. Like, I'm soft-spoken. I will stand my ground and, like, let you know how I'm feeling, but in the most, like, calm way possible. But don't get me wrong, though. If anyone were to ever try to, like, physically harm me, I stand my ground and I will fight back. You know, if you try to fight me, basically, you're going to get your ass beat. And I'm just going to put that out there. That self-defense is very important to know, and if you have a self-defense class offered on campus, take it, because you never know when you actually need it. But yes, so I'm currently in the process of course, helping out Jake in terms of, like, just him not getting suspended, and we're not necessarily friends right now. I'm just, like, helping him not get suspended, because once you have that, like, in your record, in your academic record, like, it's there for good, and you do not want that in your academic record. And I know the truth, and it's so sad that this, like, whole misunderstanding happened, and things are just, like, happening due to pettiness. And two, like, I've met one of the guys on that frat, like, when I very, very first came to campus, and he was, like, so nice and, like, really cool, and we exchanged numbers, and I just hate that this happened. Like, I just feel like things kind of happen by, like, bitterness, and I feel like everything should be dropped, because ultimately, it was just a guy thing, where it was the heat of the moment, it was an intense basketball game, and I feel like it should have only ever been that. Also, like, when I received those messages from his girlfriend, like, I could have easily went to the school and been like, I feel scared, I feel threatened, like, can you please, like, do something about this? But first of all, I'm no snitch. Second of all, it's just like, even though she did that, I didn't really take it as personal, because I also understood in the aspect of, like, if I was in her shoes, I would be upset. But at the same time, I wouldn't be, like, threatening someone with physical violence, because that's weird. Also, she knows my house, she knows my address. It's not really worth it for me. Also not worth my energy, and I'm just kind of, like, doing my thing on campus and doing my best to, you know, be a good student. So I don't want problems. If someone's being, like, wrongly accused of someone, I think it's important to stand up for what's right and what's the truth. And then this aspect of, like, him being threatened in the In-N-Out line, and even I was scared, and I was, like, eating my food, and I was just, like, petrified the whole time, and we were just trying to watch Aiden Ross to, like, forget what happened. And this is a situation that I feel like I learned from too. Trust your initial gut, as always. And I know I talked about, like, gut instincts and how you should always, like, follow them, follow your heart, but also just follow what you feel in your gut. It sucks, but also it's just funny how the world works and the universe works in, like, very interesting ways. No matter what, though, I really hope that with Jake's appeal, he's able to not get suspended on campus, because no one ever hurt anyone physically, and the threats that were made were from the other side, not from Jake's side. And goddamn, I really wish I would have recorded that FaceTime call, because it would have just ended those very, very false accusations. And I hope justice is served. And in terms of me and the girl and Jake, I'm just moving on, and I'm not involving myself in any drama or relationship drama. I'm just doing my thing, and in hopes of making more new friends here in Stockton that preferably maybe aren't boys in relationships, because that causes problems. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Thick Skin Podcast with Espy. If you enjoyed it, let me know. Give me your thoughts. And yeah, thank you so much for listening, and talk soon.